Last week, the Obama administration slightly eased rules for some Americans to visit Cuba. One result is likely to be direct flights from Tampa International Airport to Havana. Cuba policy and how it affects Tampa is sure to become an issue in the upcoming city elections. City Council District 6 covers parts of West Tampa, which includes many Cuban Americans, Central Tampa, and Seminole Heights. Challenger Kelly Benjamin faces incumbent Charlie Miranda. They both agree that the changes are welcome, but they disagree on how urgent it is for the Obama administration to completely drop the embargo of Cuba. This is Charlie Miranda.
It's a wonderful thing to have families be able to visit families. I'm 70 years old, and I can tell you that life goes by so quickly that you don't realize what you miss. And the people that are here must have an empty feeling in their heart, not being able to see their family members, and a lot part because of the cost of getting there. I think this would do exactly what the Congresswoman Castor said. It would re-energize the people to visit their families because now they have means how to do it with a limited amount of money that so they can go. It would help the environment, the economy here a lot as a startup to something possibly larger and greater down the road. But you have to be able to crawl before you walk, and this is in the crawling stages.
And when you say something greater down the road, are you talking about trying to open up Cuba for the rest of Tampa's residents?
I don't know what the government has in mind. I can tell you that there's a lot of residents that have come to me and want to go on that trip that can't. My permit is for 22 ball players.
So what do you think? Should that happen?
Time heals a lot of things. It doesn't heal what's happened to families. But down the line, since this is the only country that you can't visit, I think sooner or later it will happen.
Tampa City Council member Charlie Miranda thinks the United States will eventually allow all Americans to visit Cuba. But his opponent, Kelly Benjamin, supports a quick end to the embargo and is pleased with the current changes.
I think it's a great opportunity. I'm strongly in favor of it. I think that it's going to benefit the local economy greatly. I'd like to see more trade between Tampa. We have a historic relationship here in Tampa with Cuba. And as it stands currently, Miami, Los Angeles, and New York were the only cities that were allowed direct flights. And if people in Tampa wanted to go to Cuba, they had to go through Miami. And, you know, they had to pay a departure tax, which goes to the city of Miami. They had to, in many cases, since the flights leave very early, they had to stay overnight. So they stay overnight in a hotel in Miami. That benefits Miami. It doesn't benefit Tampa. I'd love to see that happen. I think it's going to be a great benefit for the city of Tampa.
The policy now is just for people who have families in Cuba. Do you think there should be an embargo in the first place? Do you think that they should open it up for all residents?
I do. I think it's gone on too long. I think that the reason for it is outdated. It's archaic. And I think that the time is right, and I would advocate for a lessening of restrictions between travel between Cuba and the United States.
That was Kelly Benjamin, who is running for the Tampa City Council District 6 seat currently held by Charlie Miranda. Full disclosure, Benjamin was a volunteer reporter for WMNF News. The election is March 1st.